Let me show you what this has to do with communication. If you're upset, you have as much traction as a person in stocking feet on a recently waxed floor. You have all you can do not to fall on your face and trip and make a mess of your relationships. It's like when people are upset, they have no traction. They don't think right, they don't feel right, they don't see things right. They have no traction, they have no balance. And as a result, in an upset state, people make things considerably worse. If they go to talk to someone when they're upset, when they leave, things will be considerably worse than before they showed up. Now let's go to a higher level of traction. Let's say that they're still on a slick floor, but they have bare feet instead of socks. Well, that would be the equivalent of someone who's not upset, but who's bothered, irritated, or annoyed. They just don't feel quite right about whatever subject they're going to discuss with the other person. So person A is annoyed and bothered, and they're the equivalent of a person in bare feet. When they go to talk to B, they won't make things considerably worse, but they won't make them better either. So when you're bothered or annoyed, the conversation goes on and goes on, but it never goes anywhere. And you walk away saying, what happened? You know, it's kind of like putting an automobile together and there's a part missing when you get through. There's an extra part on the floor when you get through. That's when you have the traction of what I'm calling bare feet. That's what happens to you. Your discussions are unproductive, and it's always a puzzlement. And I'm saying it's not going to be a puzzlement in the future, because you've got to begin to see that when you're annoyed or bothered, you just don't have good traction. And people, when they don't have good traction physically, they don't have coordination, they don't have freedom of movement, everything's difficult. And the same thing is true in terms of communication. When you're bothered or annoyed, everything's difficult. It's difficult to think right, it's difficult to see things right, it's difficult to listen, everything's difficult. Are you with me so far? Okay, now, let's say we're crossing the line now, and we're going from negative traction, or very little traction, to more than adequate traction. And I'm going to call this next one that the person isn't annoyed, they're at peace with the situation, let's say. They've been able to take it in stride. So they're rather interested in what's going to happen when they approach B now. They haven't personalized it. They're stable about it. I'm using all these words to describe. They're at a state of emotional, mental equilibrium, okay? That's the equivalent in our example on the basketball floor of leather-soled shoes, okay? And now they have leather-soled shoes on. And with leather-soled shoes on, you've got good coordination, good balance. You're able to move. And you'll be able to move other people. You're able to impact. Another image that might work for you is when you're upset, bothered, you're like a person in the water without their feet on the ground, and they're trying to move a boat. Well, they can't even move a rowboat swimming around like that. They could hardly move a rowboat. But if they got one little foot on the ground, they could move a big yacht. That's the power of what I'm calling traction, or a state of equilibrium. So as soon as you have been able to come to peace with whatever it is you're going to talk about, take it in stride, become accepting of it, you move to what I call interest and openness. And that's a position of considerable traction. And now your interactions are going to come out right, because you're going to think better, you're going to feel better, you're going to see things better, you're going to listen better. And once you have that state of traction, no matter how inarticulate you are, no matter how little training you've had and communication techniques, your interactions are going to work out well. That's what I'm saying. If you have the traction, it'll work out well. And maybe if you're a little more skilled, it would work out a little faster. But make no mistake about it. Traction is all it takes.